But this woman got impaled by a sailfish. So, you know, you're out there. You think it's just another day opening the beers, sailing in the ocean. But you're dealing with animals, and whether it's a humpback whale that's breaching or a sailfish that's leaping, things can get rough out there.
The other time I've been deep sea fishing, I lived in the Caribbean, so I was around on boats. Again, if you can see the land, I'm not that troubled by it. We were out deep sea fishing, way out.
The woman lived, by the way, just to be clear. Go ahead, Clay.
St. Thomas, U.S. Virgin Islands. I was in the USVI. It's where I practice law to start. We had caught a big barracuda. Barracuda's getting reeled in. Big shark comes up and eats the barracuda. So then we had the shark attached to the line. Spent all day reeling in that shark, big shark. And when that shark got in the boat, that is a pretty scary moment when you got a shark that big. Again, we caught it, not trying to catch the shark, just when it ate the barracuda. Little fish gets eaten by the big fish out there. Nature story for you. We'll be back tomorrow. Appreciate all of you hanging out with us. We'll try and be the big fish and make Fauci the small fish. Come hang with us tomorrow.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton on the front lines of truth.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Hi, I'm Kyle Cox, owner of Blindster.com. That's blinds, T-E-R.com. Can you read a tape measure and turn a screwdriver? If so, you can enjoy our custom blinds, shades, and shutters and save money by doing it yourself. I'm so confident you can install our blinds. If for any reason your blinds don't fit, even if it was your mistake, we'll remake the blinds in the size you need free of charge. You only pay shipping.
And for Clay and Buck listeners, use the promo code Clay and Buck and save 45%. That's blindster.com.
We tried Dynavite nutritional supplement, and after a couple of weeks, we noticed a big difference. Our little Gizmo's coat was shinier, and there was a lot less scratching and shedding.
My dog smelled and scratched constantly. We bathed and sprayed her, took her to the vet, but no results. Now, a little Dynavite in her food helps Bella keep her beautiful coat with no scratching or smell.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over 1 million pets helped with Dynavite.
I'm attorney Glenn Lerner. After being a personal injury attorney for 28 years, I've learned a lot of things about insurance companies, and there are a few things I trust more than them. For example, I trust a rabid cobra protecting her babies. I trust a hungry grizzly bear with a steak in my pocket, and I trust a shark in my hot tub.
I'm attorney Kevin Rowe. Get the picture? Hurt in a wreck and need a check? You know who you can trust. Or Lerner and Rowe.
Lerner and Rowe is the way to go. Call 877-1500.
Randy Westbrook, managing attorney.
Thought it was a rash, but my doctor said it was a tick bite.
Ticks can spread Lyme disease and other illnesses, leading to chronic health issues.
My brother was always having asthma flare-ups. Turns out a roach problem at home was causing it.
Allergens left behind by roaches and rodents are a major driver of asthma attacks.
When I had a fever and body aches, I never thought it was West Nile virus.
Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can spread serious diseases. Get the facts at pestworld.org.
Live from the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa Studios.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip,
AM 670 KMCQ, Las Vegas.
Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. Shots fired at Dallas's Love Field. A 37-year-old woman was dropped off at the airport at about 11 a.m. local time. Walked inside near the ticketing counters and then entered a bathroom. She emerged wearing a hooded sweatshirt, pulled a gun, and fired several shots, apparently, at the ceiling. She was shot in the leg by an officer and taken to the hospital. No other individuals were injured. Air traffic was briefly affected at the airport. The White House says President Biden's COVID-19 symptoms have almost completely resolved now. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton with that report.
The president's doctor says Mr. Biden still has some nasal congestion and hoarseness, but his other COVID symptoms have subsided. Dr. Kevin O'Connor's latest medical update says the president's vital signs remain absolutely normal, and he plans to continue isolating in the White House residence. The president continues taking the antiviral Paxlovid, which helps reduce the chance of severe illness from the coronavirus. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at townhall.com, lawmakers step up pressure on the Biden administration to combat monkeypox. More on this from reporter Bernie Bennett.
Top-ranking members in the House and Senate on both sides of the aisle have asked Health and Human Services Secretary Xavier Becerra for answers on what his department is doing to handle the monkeypox outbreak, with several lawmakers questioning what they perceive to be a failed response. Republican Senator Richard Burr of North Carolina, the ranking member of the Senate Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions Committee, called the U.S. response to the virus disturbing in a letter to Becerra, arguing that the administration has all the tools it needs to better address the outbreak. A group of 50 House Democrats also issued a letter to President Biden urging him to declare a public health emergency due to monkeypox. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
The Dow is down 45 points. The Nasdaq off 102. More at townhall.com.
Charlie Dombeck here from Key City Capital. As a practicing CPA for nearly 30 years, I have found that 80% of your ability to grow your wealth is dependent upon two factors, taxes and investment performance. At Key City Capital, we improve investment performance by diversifying capital into off-market investment opportunities in passive rental real estate and alternatives like asset-backed lending. We recover dollars that clients unnecessarily pay in the form of income taxes, creating a lifetime annuity of savings. We are a sponsor of passive, affordable single and multifamily residential rental investments, which are located in Sunbelt landlord-friendly states. These investments are the top choices in a rising interest rate and inflationary environment. They represent a store of value, protecting your capital from market volatility. Learn how we at Key City Capital can help you ultimately grow your wealth rapidly. Connect with me at keycitycapital.com or give me a call at 817-912-1569.
The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. So why do we continue to put our faith in elected officials in Carson City who are more interested in playing politics than getting our state on track? I'm John Sarpolis, president of the Nevada Policy Research Institute. And we want to stop the cycle of insanity that's holding Nevada and Nevadans back. Go to NevadaPolicy.org to learn how our nonpartisan, nonprofit organization is leading the charge, protecting the freedoms and liberties Nevadans prize so highly. Nevada Policy has put principles over politics for more than 30 years, and we need your help to continue building a movement focused on ideas that will move us forward. Learn more at NevadaPolicy.org. This Nevada Policy Update has been brought to you in partnership with the Nevada Trucking Association. I'm John Sarpolis, president of the Nevada Policy Research Institute, and we want to stop the cycle of insanity that's holding Nevada and Nevadans back.
It's 12:04, and this is your KMCQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. Nevada has officially recovered all the jobs lost during the COVID-19 pandemic, setting an all-time employment record in June. State employment officials say the Silver State reached 1,452,600 jobs last month. That's 3,000 more than the previous record, which was set in February of 2020. Nevada has added 90,400 jobs since June of a year ago. That's a 6.6% increase. That's the best in the nation. Now, despite the good numbers, the leisure and hospitality sector, which includes casinos, is only running at 91% of its pandemic peak, short nearly 34,000 jobs from February of 2020. With the Clark County School District readying to return to the classroom beginning August 8th, students and teachers will not be required to mask up unless they've been exposed to COVID-19. The district's updated plan includes guidelines about when students and the staff must wear masks, contact tracing, quarantining, and testing and monitoring outbreaks at schools. Due to shortages last year, the district implemented a five-day pause this past January.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Now, commuters are averaging about 45 miles per hour right now through the resort area of Interstate 15 south at Spring Mountain, congestion 15 north at Sahara, and watch for the road work on U.S. 95 northbound for the next 2 weeks. That's from Craig Road to Rancho Drive.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It is live and local for a Monday, July 25th. I'm so excited. Brand new week. It looks like we're going to get some rain. In fact, I had some rain on the windshield this morning as I was out and about around town. So we have had some rain, not heavy, not hard, but it's good enough. It counts. It counts. I always love it on Mondays because we always have so much fun with Victor Jakes. He is the three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal, and he joins us. Victor, first of all, I want to go with one of the stories that was on the top of the hour newscast, that somehow, according to state officials, we have replaced all the jobs lost during the Sisolak shutdown, during the pandemic. I know that Republicans are disputing that might be a great big lie. First of all, do you believe that? Do you believe that they've replaced all the jobs lost during the pandemic?
Well, I mean, what the statistic is it takes the high, the number of people employed before all the shutdowns happened, and then it says we finally reached that number of people employed. So in that sense, it's true. But obviously if there hadn't been the shutdown, you would expect the number to be much higher. And it's really not much of a brag to say, after 2 years and 4 months, we're finally back to where we started from. So it's something. Yeah, it's something, but it's kind of condemns him with faint praise, for him to come out and say, look, I did it. I finally got us back to where we started from before I ruined everything. It's not really an impressive accomplishment.
Victor, what is your sense of where we are then? What does the Victor meter tell you about where we are? Are we all the way back? Have we come all the way back?
Well, no. I mean, I guess there's a lot of different ways to take that. I mean, I think the biggest thing to me is that we are teetering. That this is kind of the calm before the storm, which is obviously not great because it's been a rough couple of years for everybody. But you can just see parts of the economy starting to crumble. I mean, the interest rates are going up. The Federal Reserve is literally trying to slow the economy down to stop inflation, which is needed. They need to move much faster. But that's going to lead to job loss. It's going to lead to higher interest rates on homes. That's going to start driving the price of housing down. And so I just think, you know, I personally think we are in a recession. You know, it's kind of just different definitions of, you know, or how do you define it? And is it technically a recession? I mean, it's here. I mean, people are talking about, oh, it's a 50% chance we have a recession next year. I mean, I believe the recession is here, and it's just taking things a little while to catch up. And I think it's going to get worse.
I'm not sure if they're trying to reinvent the term recession, but I have heard plenty of Democratic folks saying, essentially, well, now, wait a minute, two straight consecutive negative growth quarters constitutes... Whoa, what was that? Ooh. Oh. No.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. No, hey, this is a family show. We understand families.
Yeah, my kids are going crazy, so I apologize.
Not a problem. No, but are they trying to redefine the notion of what constitutes a recession? I always thought it was two straight negative growth quarters, which is what we're probably headed for. But is it not that?
Well, I mean, I think it's just this is the Democratic playbook, right? Is things aren't going well, and they redefine the terms. And, you know, you see that with racism, you see that with sexism. You know, basically, if a Republican's winning an argument, they're going to get labeled as some sort of ism. And we're seeing that with the economy right now. I mean, Biden's done a terrible job. He's led the country right into a recession. And they're you know, the solution to that isn't fixing or reversing his policies. It's, well, we're going to redefine the term, and then everything will be okay. I mean, look, when inflation's at 8%, you know, things are not okay. And, you know, the Biden administration has said, oh, inflation is going to be temporary. You know, it's just going to be over in a little bit. And now it's like, oh, yeah, oops, we totally messed that up. And trust us this time. We'll fix it.
Yeah, it's like the boy that cried wolf. And it's incredible how wrong people can be. I want to ask you about your column today. Essentially why Las Vegas isn't running out of water. Everything I see is Lake Mead this, Lake Mead that. Here are photos from space that indicate that Lake Mead is losing water. Lake Mead, contrary to what a lot of people don't know, is that they provide water to 25 million people in places like Nevada, Arizona, California, and yes, Mexico. What were you trying to say in this column today?
Well, I talked to a lot of people, and from a certain group, I get the sense that they, you know, kind of have in the back of their mind that one day they're going to wake up and turn the tap, the faucet on, there's not going to be any water. And so I'm trying to address those concerns, because obviously what you're saying is right. I mean, there is a larger water issue with the Colorado, with Lake Mead. It's right there. Everybody can see it. But what they don't see is that, you know, Nevada basically gets just a tiny amount of all of the water in Lake Mead. You know, we get, I won't bore you with the numbers, but, you know, basically Arizona and California get tons more water than we do. And the advantage that we have here is that we're able to recycle the indoor water that gets used. And so the Southern Nevada Water Authority says that basically around 99% of indoor water gets returned to Lake Mead, and so we get credit for it. And so, you know, we could use, you know, 100 million gallons, but if it's indoor use, we're returning 99 million gallons. And so, you know, that is why you can have things like new housing developments. That's why you can have water parks. And, you know, the Water Authority isn't freaking out about that, because they know that, well, if we can ban grass, you know, then we can recycle most of that water and we can allow continued expansion. And so, you know, the point of the column is not to try and say, like, oh, you know, go turn on your hose and just leave it running for 24 hours and don't worry about it. No, I mean, you can't do that, obviously. But there's a problem. There's been steps taken to mitigate the problem. And I think a lot of people just don't realize the extent of those steps that have been taken. And so that's what I was trying to go for there.
Okay. No. And now the question, do we have a water problem in our state? And I'm talking about statewide, not just Southern Nevada.
Yeah, I mean, there is a problem. I mean, absolutely, there is a problem. We, you know, we have restrictions on grass. You know, we've got new restrictions on swimming pools that are coming in. So there is a problem, but there have been steps taken to mitigate that problem. And so I guess I would say it's, you know, it's gone from like crisis level, Las Vegas no longer exists, to, you know, we don't have as much grass as anyone would like. And that those are two different, you know, two totally different scales of the problem.
I want to take you to another crisis, if you will, and that is the Yosemite wildfire. There is a growing question in Washington whether there should be some sort of climate emergency declared by the president. Are we to the point where we need to look at that? Because that would give the president broad powers that he doesn't have now.
No, I don't think we need to do that. You know, emergency is supposed to be like there's something on fire and we've got to get people out of the way, or there's a flood coming. You know, emergency is not something that's happening over the course of decades. I mean, that's basically just a way to try and smuggle, you know, the Democrats' preferred policy perspectives into practice without having to pass them through Congress. And, you know, the thing is that people always talk about, you know, the global warming alarmist, you know, even the things that they propose are not changing things for decades. And the change that, you know, would happen would be minimal. I mean, something that on the scale of like, you know, instead of warming 2 degrees, we're warming 0.18 degrees or something, you know. And so these are not solutions. These are not solutions to the water problem. They're not solutions to the forest fires. And even if you buy all of the alarmism, you can't say getting rid of carbon is the solution to the problem, because whatever effects it will have, if it will have any effects, won't be felt for decades. It's a worldwide phenomenon. China and India are still building their coal power plants and still using them. And so, you know, you've got to go to something else.
Again, joining us, Victor Jakes, three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. Always good to have him with us. We'll get to the president. Apparently, he is very close to being symptom-free. It looks like he may have beat the COVID-19 virus. We'll talk about that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades, and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 Launa proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
Don't let the stress of buying a new home or refinancing an existing mortgage get to you. With GFL Capital Mortgage, we make the process simple and fast, with most loans closing in 14 days or less. GFL Capital Mortgage will educate and guide you through every step of the process. We're A-plus rated with the BBB and 5-star rated with Google and Zillow. Call GFL Capital Mortgage today at 5292-444. Listen to our weekly show here every Saturday, clear to close at 7 a.m.
Licensed by the Division of Mortgage Lending, Nevada license number MB4265, NML. S64367.
Now, Chuck, I know that you're the brains behind DLC, but you really have some amazing staff members.
Our customers just love them, Craig. How many loan companies do you know with thousands of great reviews on Google and Yelp?
None. That's how many.
Check this out. Quite a few of our staff even started out as Dollar Loan Center customers and had such a good experience, they came to work for us. Our goal has always been to make people feel comfortable and treat them with respect, and our staff nails it.
What's that saying you have?
Yeah, it's tough enough for someone to have to walk through a strange set of doors because they need a quick loan. The least we can do at Dollar Loan Center is treat them like $1 million and send them home with a few hundred.
Amen, brother. That was Chuck, founder of DLC, where you can get up to $5,000 in minutes at over 50 locations. You can also apply over the phone or online at don'tbebroke.com.
By the Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet minimum loan qualifications. To review loan qualifications, visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food.
Ichabod features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
You're pregnant, and no matter what you do, no matter what you try, you can't stop using alcohol, drugs, or tobacco. But no matter how lost you are, how far along you are, it's not too late. There's always hope, and there are many safe places that can help you stop using. In Nevada, pregnant women are given the highest priority for substance use treatment. Low-cost treatment options may be available so you and your baby can get healthy now. If you or someone you love is pregnant or thinking about getting pregnant and using alcohol, drugs, or tobacco, visit SoberMomsHealthyBabies.org or call 211 to find help today. SoberMomsHealthyBabies.org also has resources for healthcare providers, friends, and family. If you want to help someone who's pregnant and using, visit SoberMomsHealthyBabies.org or call 211 today. Sponsored by the Nevada Division of Public and Behavioral Health and in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
The news from the White House is good. The president is responding well to medications and is virtually symptom-free. He is very close to being symptom-free. That is good news. A lot of people concerned about the president's health. And, of course, joining us, Victor Jakes, the three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. Any lessons learned from this presidential foray into COVID?
Yeah, I think the big lesson is, I mean, look, if Joe Biden can recover from the coronavirus at 79 years old, the public policy, facing scope of this problem is over. COVID exists. It's real. It's out there for people, especially older people. It can be serious. You know, I encourage people to, talk to their doctors, look at the research, figure out what they want to do in terms of vaccines and boosters. But in terms of a public policy, public health issue, it's over. I mean, if Biden can get by relatively unscathed, almost anyone can. And it certainly doesn't merit any new restrictions or mask mandates or anything.
But yet you've got the People's Republic of California and various communities going back to masking indoors.
It's unbelievable. I mean, it's just like the whatever evidence that, we've had over 2.5 years that, masking doesn't work, that places with mask mandates, without mask mandates, they've all seen rises in cases. You just kind of got to throw up your hands and say, thank goodness I live in Nevada.
Isn't that the truth? Let me just ask you, and this is about another president, this one a former president. Donald Trump returns to Washington tomorrow for the first time since leaving office. He is going to deliver a keynote speech at the America First Agenda Summit. And advisors told Bloomberg, get this, he is not expected to announce plans for a run for president in 2024. But they did, the Bloomberg people did report that it would be just like this man to, on his way into town, decide, I think I will talk about 2024. You think he will?
Yeah. Well, I hope not. I mean, I think that reporting certainly sums it up. He kind of loves the attention and he loves the spotlight. And there's not much more of a spotlight he could put on himself than declaring for 2024. Tactically, I think it's a mistake. I mean, I don't think he should run at all, but if you're looking at it, the November 2022 elections, Democrats don't want to talk about what they've done, which is run the economy into the toilet. They don't want to talk about Joe Biden, whose approval ratings are at George Bush in 2000, the financial crisis levels, which is just unbelievably bad. So they want to talk about Trump. I mean, they're desperate to talk about it. And if Trump announces for president, basically the midterms kind of become a no-win referendum on him. If